take a look at my hat. It's on account of the charge and the shell of a man. Did you think they would rescue you? Pull you out of your cage and put you back on the catamaran. Collection of cars on the count of the charge, I'm a hell of a man.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Next up, it's Sounds of the City, but I have just a few more minutes, and so I'm going to play a song that just gives me the chills every time I hear it. It's probably the freakiest, scariest, but most incredible song I've heard in a long time. It is Real Love by Swans, and it's from the album Children of God, which came out in 1987.
My man walks on hands and knees. I am his first and again, take me down,
To Sounds of the City Radio. You're listening to it with your host, Ryan, here, and I'll be with you till 11 a.m. Sorry we started the show a little bit late. There's been some kind of small, minor technical difficulties that we had to deal with for my part of the show, but life is continuing on, and I'm happy to be with you guys once again till 11 a.m. So if it's your first time listening to Sounds of the City, it's a show dedicated to promoting upcoming live concerts. So big, small, local, international, heavy metal, reggae, whatever you call it. I try to play a variety of music on my show to show what great, fantastic concerts that are coming up there, because there's hundreds and hundreds of concerts and you can get overwhelmed. And hence I come in and I kind of try help save the day by presenting some good new tunes for you guys to listen to. To start the beautiful Monday morning hour, I think this today's episode is going to be more focused on an electronic side of life, because there's a lot of electronic artists coming to town, and it's like it can get quite exciting. Because you have to go check them out. And it's funny because I'm talking to you right now, but due to the technical difficulties that we were kind of facing right now, my own voice sounds like the robot from Marvin from the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So I'm gonna stop talking because I'm kind of freaking myself out right now, but to continue freaking you out, I want you guys to check out Spungle, who's going to be coming to town September the 30th, and he's going to be playing at the venue. If you guys don't know Spungle, he's also kind of known as Hallucinogen, and his real name is Simon Pausford. This is the man that got me introduced to electronic music. This is the man that made me be like, okay, electronic music is worth listening to, and it's worth exploring, and I am so happy I did. And I want to start this show off with a song called Levitation Nation. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you.
Spangle with the song Levitation Nation. Once again, he's going to be joining Vancouver on September 30th, and he's going to be playing at the venue. Tickets for that show are $30 in advance, and you can buy them at northerntickets.com or at Upstream Entertainment, which is the company that has brought the show to you. And if you keep listening into CITR, and if you keep listening to my show, I'll probably be giving out a pair of tickets, but when the time is right. I think it's a little bit early for that. But tell all your friends and make it into a wicked event, because he's going to be showing with his masquerade, which is, just imagine a big flying eagle the size of twice my height. So if you know how tall I am, I'm an average 26-year-old height. Not tall, not really short, but, you know, somewhere in the middle. Twice my height. So, like, imagine, like, around 4 meters. I'm not 2 meters tall, but, you know, like, 3 meters and, like, 80-something centimeters, something like that. I'm sorry, I'm from Iran, so I don't really I only do the metric system, so I don't have, I don't know how many feet I am, really. I keep forgetting. I remember it, but I keep forgetting. My bad. So, anyhow, it's a giant flying hallucinogenic. By that, I mean it's supposed to make you trip out, because it turns into different shapes and there's 3D mapping involved with it and projections. And so if I haven't sold you already, I'll probably take off my clothes off too. So if you guys want to come check that out, feel free to do so. It's a free country. Carrying on with the rest of the show, as I said, Sounds of the City is a show for promoting upcoming live concerts, but we're actually kind of getting into throwing concerts as well, which I am totally stoked to announce today that on September the 13th, as a welcome back to school, well, after you've done the welcome back barbecue, but as a welcome back to, like, hey, school's started up again, don't be depressed, let's party it up, Topless Gay Love Techno Party is going to be playing a show at UBC's very own Pip-Up. So for those of you who don't already know, UBC is planning, AMS Events is planning a weekly event to throw concerts every Thursday night at the Pit Pub. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to only be Thursdays, but primarily that's the main focus. And the show has been privileged to be involved with that. And on the Thursday, the September the 13th, and we're organizing a Topless Gay Love Techno Party with special guests, Mr. Vincent Parker, whom both these artists have been on my show before. I will also give out a pair of tickets to that, not this week, but potentially in the next weeks. But for now, I have a promotional contest on my Facebook page. If you go on Sounds of the City Music on Facebook and click like or share something, you'll enter to win a free pair of tickets to see the show. You can buy tickets online at goodnights.ca, which is a company based out of UBC itself. A bunch of UBC students created a very affordable online ticket pricing, ticket a sales system. And opening for the Topless Gay Love is Vancouver's very own Vincent Parker, who also plays a lot of trippy shit. But let's hear some Topless Gay Love. Tickets in advance are only $8. $8. That means close to nothing. So I highly recommend you come support my show by checking out the show and having a great time at the show. This one's called Club Banger by Topless Gay Love Techno Party. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
we gonna do? Hands up and down, nothing you should come down to. We don't need drugs for what we gonna do.
Well, I had too much and I won't get enough for you.
On Saturday, September 8th, join Vancouver Co-op Radio at the Wise Hall for our 100.5 FM Frequency Change Party. The Wise Hall and Lounge, located at 1882 Adenack Street, has a vintage performance hall upstairs and a cozy lounge bar downstairs. This night of live music includes performances by Murray Porter, The O Wells, and Jasper Sloan Yip. 2012 Juno Award winner Murray Porter tells the Aboriginal side of history with a mix of country, groovy blues rhythms, and humor. The O Wells play a unique brand of energetic indie pop. They've been known to turn an apathetic concert goer into a regular 1930s swing kid.
I spent all my sunny days.
Jasper Sloan Yip's indie folk stylings tell the story of an introverted, existential East Vancouver musician. His tenor vibrato, breathless whisper, and soulful guitar exercise your heart and get your legs dancing.
I wander these streets with my head in my hands.
The Vancouver Co-op Radio 100.5 FM Frequency Change Party, Saturday, September 8th at the Wise Hall. For more information, please go to www.coopradio.org.
We'll be right back. August 31st, check out Behind Sapphire, 10 Million, and Noble Oak at the Russian Hall in Strathacona at 8 p.m. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 at the door. Brought to you by Original Spin and CITR 101.9 FM.
And welcome back to CITR Radio. You're here with your host, Ryan, on Sounds of the City, a show for upcoming live concerts. Thank you guys so much for listening in. I guess still have another 30, 35 more minutes on this beautiful day, trying to get the last of Vancouver's sunshine, and then I want to play you lots of good music. A very special part of my show today is going to be dedicated to a festival right out near Squamish in Birken, BC, called Karma, Goan Progressive Trance Festival. It's being held currently this weekend. It starts tomorrow, and I'm very pleased to be able to have one of their headliners, Mr. Somo Shamanoid, who's from England but currently resides in Vancouver, and he's going to be calling in approximately 10 minutes, and then we're going to have a good little chat about the festival. But we have some wicked local musicians that are going to be playing for the night, including Domino Goa Pete himself, Rob Janssen, Pim Dresden, Ostropin, Psycat, Sapphire, Kasai, 01, Theta, Echopilot, and many, 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 many more. Party goes on pretty much till 9 a.m., 10 a.m. So, yeah, it should be a good thing if you feel like checking it out. And if you can't afford to get a ticket, don't worry. I'm going to be giving out a pair of tickets in about 10 minutes, right after summer calls. So maybe you might want to write take a piece of paper and pen and write this number down. It's 604-822-2487. Now, these are $75 tickets, and you get one pair, so it's $150 value, which is pretty good for a three-night trance festival for this weekend right near Squamish. All you have to do is find a ride, and I'll send you the Facebook link with all the ads, with all the addresses. It's, once again, the number is 604-822-2487. But wait, don't call yet. We call in a little bit, so I don't know. I can just bring things up for myself a bit. I want to start playing some music. As I said, Echo Pilot will be playing a part of that festival. And this is one song I really, really enjoy. It's called Hex. And I said Hex. And the song you just heard was by Echo Pilot, and it was called Hex. I'm happy to have Mr. Steph Somoshamanoid on air with us. If my technical difficulties are not difficulties, is Steph on the line with me?
Yes, I'm online. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? First of all, once again, thank you so much for, as I know, as festival organizers and as musicians, it's really hard to, you know, for artists to be on my 10:30 a.m. show. So thank you very much for waking up for my show.
Well, we have to get up early today anyway, because we're setting off for the Karma Festival in Pemberton. So we're just packing right now before we hit the road. So,
and you're going to be in charge of one of these stages, am I correct?
That's correct. There's actually going to be three stages there, and the Soma Sound System is representing there and installing one of the sound systems. And playing the more alternative electronica, the more mixed bag of electronic music, and the more live side of the electronica as well.
So there's, I look at the website and there's like God knows how many different musicians. There's over like dozens and dozens of wicked musicians. Tell us how the night is going to be divided up so that you have three different stages. One's the more psychedelic. What are the other ones like?
Well, traditionally the Karma Festival is a psychedelic trance festival. The organizer is actually in from India, and he's very much into the Goa trance. But it's now diversifying and involving other stages. So there's the alternative electronica stage, and there's also going to be another sound system tent there, which will have dub music and reggae and down tempo and trip hop and more ambient side of things as well. So there's going to be a selection of music, even though it is like advertised as a Goa trance festival.
So explain the difference to me. What's the difference between trance music and Goa trance?
You'd probably have to speak to someone who is really into trance about that, but Goa trance kind of originated from India in Goa, and where back in the early 90s, lots of kind of British DJs and kind of Israeli DJs, I suppose, probably the most prominent people were going to India. It was a very, very popular destination, especially Goa down in the south. And it became pretty famous for these very crazy kind of trance parties, pretty much.
The British and the Israelis walking around the world and just partying it up wherever they go.
Pretty much, yeah. I think the British kind of started to go into different parts of the world.
But you guys invade everywhere.
I think they held it down there for a very long time, probably still are, as I'd imagine, so... Yeah.
Well, you brought good trance and you brought good rock and roll, so I am quite happy you guys exist.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be. So tell me about the sound system. So from what I know, that you've been moving your sound system from one festival to another throughout the summer. How is this festival different in what you're about to expect?
How is it different from the other festivals?
Yeah, like you do a variety of festivals. Is it harder to mix for a DJ set than it is for a live set? Or like, how do you find the challenges for this one?
The challenges for this type of situation where mostly it is electronic and mostly, even if it's live, we're just dealing with a very simple setup with just stereo channels pretty much running into the sound system. So it's actually quite simple to set up, as opposed to when you're dealing with live bands. It's a completely different situation. It's much, much harder work, much more complex setups. You know, you're continuously changing over from one band to another and having to plug people in and deal with on-stage monitoring and feedback, and you have to mix like multiple channels, and it's a very different situation. Even the setup of the sound system is different. You know, you have a front of house mixer placed in the audience perspective, and you have a sound engineer mixing, and it's different. So this type of situation where it's more kind of DJ orientated is definitely a lot less work, that's for sure.
But that'll give you enough time so you can fix your own set, because from what I know, you're going to be headlining the show.
We're definitely headlining the shape. It's called the Shapeshifters stage, and that's the alternative electronica. And yeah, definitely, yeah, we're headlining that. And it's actually the Sunday night there is the kind of main night, because it's music is programmed for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So,
now how late does the party go?
It probably doesn't stop.
There you go. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Well,
three days solid, yeah? Maybe four. If we can get set up tonight, then we'll probably start playing tonight on our sound system at least, because it is full moon tonight, so we like to celebrate the full moon.
There you go. Then you better get rolling pretty quickly if you want to make that happen. Steph, thank you so much for calling in. You guys, it's the Goa to Karma Goa Trance Festival happening this weekend, and I'm going to be giving out a pair of tickets right now. But I'm going to leave Steph with a song. It's one of his songs. It's called Divine Sadness. Do you have anything to say about the song?
No, I just sit back and enjoy it.
I looked through my archives. I was like, yeah, I like that song. I'll play that one.
Hey, I have a good idea for you. Why don't you? We might have a spare seat. Why don't you jump in the van with us and come up and check it out?
That sounds like a wicked idea. I'll be there right after my show. I'll probably be there around before 12.
Okay. I hope you're already packed and ready to go.
All right, I will. All right, I'll see you guys soon.
Take care.
Peace out.
Bye.
And you listen to Divide Sadness. And call in right now at 604-822-2487 to win a pair of free tickets to this week's Karma. Once again, 604-822-2487. We'll be right back. And you are back with Sounds of the City Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thanks for listening in. I still got another 15 more minutes left on my show. The song we just heard was Divine Sadness by Someone Shamanoid. And once again, Someone Shamanoid will be headlining the Karma Festival this weekend in Birken, BC. It's called the, if you want to Google it, it's a Karma Goa Trance, Psy Trance Festival. It should be a good night. Party goes on all night. It's three nights straight. So the best way to end the summer before going back to school kicks in. But on September the 11th, I am very happy to announce that Mr. Pretty Lights is going to be coming to town, and he's going to be playing a show at the Vogue Theater. The show is brought to you by Blueprint Events, and I have a song queued up. It's called I Can See It In Your Face. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City.
this September, Nike Promotions brings you two unique shows at the Waldorf Cabaret. On September 6th, Kishibashi will be playing with special guest The Last Bison. Then, on September 9th, enjoy more indie rock with Eternal Summers and their guest, Bleeding Rainbow. Tickets are on sale now at Red Cat and Zulu Records or online at nightheat.ca. Doors for both shows open at 8 p.m. For more information, check out nightheat.ca.
Electro Swing Vancouver celebrates its first birthday with special UK guest, The Correspondents. The Correspondents have floored countless audiences, with The Telegraph UK rating them as their top 10 highlights of Glastonbury Festival 2 years in a row. They will be joined by a live vaudeville band, burlesque, and a fire display for an all-around spectacular night. Retro dress is encouraged. Advance tickets are $15 at escv1yearanniversary.eventbrite.ca or at Woo Vintage. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM and So Salacious.
And once again, the song we just heard was by Pretty Lights, and it was called I Can See It in Your Face. He's going to be playing on September the 11th at the Vogue Theater. Perfect day to get crammed up in a building. It's going to be a sweaty show, so make sure you check that out. You can buy tickets at northerntickets.com or .ca. Carrying on the rest of the show, I still got like another 10 minutes left, so I want to give in a few, probably one or two more pieces of music that I hope you'll enjoy from the electronic world. On Sunday, October the 14th, Beats Without Borders is presenting Opio with a special guest of Vibe Squad. Now, if you were here for the last Opio show, which was like 6 months ago, you would have known that it was an absolute utter blast. Sold out show, 500 people at the Red Room. And the show is going to be happening once again at the Red Room. He's from the glitch hop scene. Check the song out. You'll absolutely love it. It's called Slip. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City.
New Jersey?
Austria.
Austria? Well then, good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the Balmy.
Balmy, 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 Balmy.
Accent you have. New Jersey?
Austria.
Austria? Well then, good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the ball, babe. Play, 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 play.
And that's it for this week's episode of Sounds of the City Radio. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I had a great time playing music for you guys. I will leave you with another song by Opio. It's called Monkey Crunk. And then you'll be back with Stereo Blues with your host, Dorothy. But until next week, until more music comes, I'll see you guys next week at 10 a.m. Enjoy. Have a great long weekend. And hopefully summer won't be over till it's over.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. A special two plums for one.